All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Stanford coach David Shaw. The Cardinal are on the road at Arizona Saturday night. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
Press star, then number one to ask your question. Star, then the number one. Your first question comes from Michael Lev with the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach Shaw. Arizona's getting back its veteran quarterbacks this week, Brandon Dawkins and Anas Solomon. We're not totally sure which one of them is going to play. It could even be both. How, if at all, does that affect your preparation for this game?
It doesn't really, just because they're both athletic quarterbacks, physical quarterbacks, tough runners, as well as guys that can make plays with their arms. So for us, every time you play against Arizona, you know, the focus is, you know, Rich Rod's offense and knowing that whoever plays quarterback there can beat you with his arm or his legs.
It's kind of a bigger picture program type question. In your opinion, is it harder to attain success at this level of college football, or is it harder to maintain success once you've already achieved it a little bit?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to try to win the next game you play. And that sounds so so much like coach speak. But, you know, those are things that you kind of talk about in the off season and recruiting and pushing, because for us, we never talk about maintaining anything. We talk about improving and pushing and trying to get better all the time, you know, because a lot of people forget in college football, and I say this a lot, said this a lot last year, every year you have a completely different team. You know, it's not the same team coming back. You may have some veterans coming back, but you've lost some guys. You're bringing some new guys in. There's a lot of turnover. So the biggest thing is to, you know, kind of cut the cord after the last year ends and realize that you have an entire new team for, you know, 6 to 8 months. And then that next year, no matter how well or poor that season goes, the next year is a brand new team. So for me, it's that mentality of living in that year and not worrying about what you did the year before or the year before.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. Star then the number one. Your next question is from Yogi Roth with Pac-12 Network.
Coach, when I'm watching the tape, seems Christian, he's just playing so hard, every snap, every rep, just like a lot of guys. I'm curious, with his success and kind of his role on the team, what some of your guys' conversations are about competing through where you're at right now and the recent struggles you guys have had in offense.
Well, the big thing for him, guys like Solomon Thomas, is they just have to keep their level at a high level and continue to challenge their teammates to get as close to their level as possible. But for those two guys in particular, not to feel like now I have to do everything, right?
Yeah.
Christian has enough on his shoulders, and that's his nature anyway, and he's always asking, what else can I do? Can I do more? It's not just about touching the ball more. What else can I do, you know, in a locker room with the team? What more can I do, which is phenomenal. But with your leaders, though, you have to be really cautious that they don't now take on so much that they don't do the things well that they always do well. So the biggest thing on offense for us is we've got to improve the efficiency around the guys that are playing well. Dalton Schultz is playing well. You know, we gotta get, you know, Christian's making some unbelievable runs, but the problem is they're 6 and 7 yard runs. You know, he's got to have 4 or 5 times a game now where he gets the ball and he's clean to the secondary. You know, so now he can make the guy miss 15 yards down the field, not 3 yards down the field. And that's where it happened a couple times this past week where he got to the second level and looked like, you know, the guy that we got to see a lot last year. So that's the biggest thing, is to for him to continue to play hard. He's happy that he's finally healthy and able to go on the field. And now we got to pick up the efficiency around him.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Kyle Kinzing with Athlon Sports.
Coach, I know the prevailing mantra is sort of next man up with injuries, but when it seems like this season there have been just a rash of them throughout the Pac-12, and obviously for you guys in the secondary and Christian being a little banged up as well. How do you maintain when you have so many injuries, especially at key spots with veteran guys?
You know, there's two big words that come up. One is challenge. You know, it's a challenge. It's a challenge to us as coaches. It's a challenge to the guys that have to step up. You know, it's a challenge to those guys that are not injured, that are playing, but playing next to somebody who is a new guy or a young guy or an inexperienced guy. That's that challenge to help that guy and to do his job better. So the other word besides challenge is opportunity. So now some of these guys, they're getting opportunities to play that maybe they would play a couple plays here and there, and now they got to play 30 plays. You know, Frank Buncombe, you know, those guys like that, you know, were kind of, you know, we knew we were talented. At some point they were going to get a chance to play. They get thrust out there, and they have to play. So there's that opportunity, and we have to take advantage of that opportunity, both for now, because we're trying to win games today, but then also realizing every snap that they take is like putting money in the bank for their future and for their growth and maturation process. So, you know, we have to respond to those challenges that we have, and then the guys that get the opportunity have to take advantage of those opportunities.
And when it's a challenge for somebody who's already entrenched in the first string, do you do anything in, say, like spring practice or fall training camp to mix up the lineups just in case something does happen so that the second string guys are familiar with the first string and vice versa?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Throughout training camp, we'll, in particular with us, where our offensive line wasn't set for a while, we've had a lot of different combinations of guys, different guys playing guard, different guys playing tackle, guys getting forced to kind of communicate to each other, you know, because they hadn't played together forever, so they had to talk through things. You know, as crazy as it sounds, we haven't been as efficient as we'd like to be, but I think a lot of that's paid off to where, you know, when David Bright's got to go from left guard to right tackle, you know, he spent some time at tackle. He's been at tackle. You know, it's not completely new to him because we did mix up the lineups a little bit. You know, Brandon Fanica's got to jump in there. Well, Brandon was rotating in and out at guard. So, you know, we could put him in there for good. That's helped a little bit. I say that, you know, wishing that we did have some. I'd love to be going into, you know, our next game with the same starting offensive line that we've had the entire year. Because I think that also pays a lot of dividends, but that's not the hand that we've been dealt this year. So we've had to mix and match guys. And the good thing for us is, you know, we still haven't reached our best yet on game day. But in particular, the last couple of weeks, especially up front, we've been more efficient in the running game. Our pass protection has been much better. So we are improving, even though we still have to shuffle guys.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star and the number one.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, David, that'll do it for today. Appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right.